carnival time, at least for a little while longer. It is Fat Tuesday today, and this year Mardi Gras parades are going to celebrate the continued resurrection of New Orleans and the victory of the Saints in the Super Bowl, but try to imagine all that going on without music going on behind it. Grammy Award-winning jazz artist Terrence Blanchard and Nick Spitzer join us now. Nick Spitzer is host of the New Orleans-based public radio show American Roots. They're going to remix Mardi Gras for us. Terrence, let's start with you. You're from New Orleans. Your name is synonymous with the city that you come from in some ways. We just heard Carnival Time by Al Jolson. Johnson. One of the things that you can that many people often say about New Orleans is you can kind of tell what the date is by what music is being played because it's so associated with the times of year.
Oh, it is. It is. I mean, that's one of the things that's interesting about some of the stuff that you're going to play. I mean, when you listen to Al Johnson, that kind of set his classic, well, it's Carnival Time, sets the tone for me and sets the period from when it where it was created. But the interesting thing about Mardi Gras music to me is that when you look at all of these different generations of artists who have created their own versions of this celebration, it is a chronicling of the development of music and the Mardi Gras celebration itself.
Oh, that's interesting. We asked you to pick out a song that kind of showed the different influences in this genre of Mardi Gras music. This one is actually about an Indian chief. It's mostly instrumental. It's called Big Chief by Professor Longhair. Why did you pick this song as a big influence on Mardi Gras music?
Well, this is a classic. I mean, you know, this is one of those tunes in New Orleans, man. I don't think you can grow up in New Orleans without ever hearing this thing. You would have to. I think most people around New Orleans will know the song without knowing the name. It's that familiar. When I was a kid, we always wanted to be able to whistle like Professor Longhair.
I wanted to be able to whistle Sweet Georgia Brown, like the Harlem Globetrotters song. Nick Spitzer, you're host of American Roots. Can you tell us kind of what are the characteristics of music that's associated with Mardi Gras? How do we know if a song is a Mardi Gras tune?
Well, they often have march beats going with parades and second lines and that sort of thing. And then some of them are little narratives of what the life is like at Mardi Gras, like Carnival Time, or you hear the Dixie Cups doing Ico, Ico, also out of the Mardi Gras Indians tradition. I think it's interesting that both Terrence and I focus on Mardi Gras Indians, that is the African-American, Afro-Creole marching groups, men dressed in these sort of expansive Great Basin West costumes. And so you hear about the Big Chief, and they're singing about, you know, this is the day to be big, to be the big man, and there's wrecks and the fancy parades uptown, but to be the big chief in the neighborhood is to say, I'm important, too.
Well, the lyrics
are important.
Well, you picked, as you said, another one in talking about Indians. This is My Indian Red, Your Pick, recorded in the 1940s by Daniel Barker and Baby Dodd's Band.
The flag, boy, but watch that crazy wild man. The wildest in the lowlands, and you love our queen, queen of New Orleans.
Nick Spitzer, is the era of the big bands in the 1940s, is that considered the golden era of Mardi Gras music?
No, I think a golden era of Mardi Gras music is whenever you're at Mardi Gras in any time or place. I mean, right now we've got all kinds of great mixes of Mardi Gras music happening and new versions, as Terrence is saying. And I just happen to love Danny Barker, and that's a little band that he put together actually in the late 40s. And it runs down all the characters, the queen, the spy boy, the big chief, the wild man. And it gives a kind of an upbeat New Orleans traditional jazz version of it. But you can hear, you know, hip-hop and bounce versions of the songs about the Indians and contemporary brass bands. And so the Indians go on and are a big part of Mardi Gras from the streets out.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Cajun music, because you certainly can't talk about New Orleans music without touching on the Cajuns. This is the Balfa Brothers. This is Danse de Mardi Gras. Terrence, one of the things that's great about New Orleans music is that the city itself is so diverse, and the musicians, I guess you could politely say borrow, but they steal all these influences from every kind of music that they're hearing.
Well, that's the part of the culture here. When you talk about gumbo, that's exactly what gumbo is. You know, gumbo is, you know, bringing together whatever you have to make something that's very tasty and delightful for everybody to share. When you started talking about, you know, the Cajuns, the first thing that came to my mind was all of this music, the thing that it has in common is the celebration, you know, the coming together of all different types of cultures to celebrate this moment right before we have to give everything up.
That's right, sugar and everything else. Nick Spitzer, I want to play for you one of Terrence's songs. This is actually off his recent album, and the song is called New World. Nick, is this Mardi Gras music?
It can be if it's played around Mardi Gras. And also, you know, Terrence is very evocative about things. The new world and the way Mardi Gras happens here, it reflects the Mediterranean, the Atlantic, the French, the Spanish, and, of course, West Africa, mingling in the Caribbean and South America, whether it's Rio, Bahia, or back up here in New Orleans. And so when Terrence does it, he does it with authority from New Orleans. And when he makes that music, he's stating New World and Mardi Gras celebration. Whether you hear the old carnival melody or not, it's really how people use the music and celebrate with it.
Well, Terrence, New Orleans music is, and Mardi Gras music is certainly not set in stone. This is a genre that's constantly changing, and we kind of heard that with the Yin Yang Twins stand up and crunk that it's so associated with the victory of the Saints, and because right. It came at carnival time is maybe also right. Associated with Mardi Gras now. Is that that kind of sound that's gonna last?
Well, it's very interesting, like, you know, Nick was just talking about the whole thing about the transformation of the celebration itself is kind of represented by this particular song, because it was first of all associated with the Saints. They were playing it at the games every Sunday, and then when we started Mardi Gras this season with the Saints Parade, we heard this song just about on every float that passed by, you know. So now you start to hear the song on all of these other parades, and it starts to become like a Mardi Gras favorite.
Well, we'll see.
And you got to know, the Saints all paraded last night at Orpheus. We're all on one float. Reggie Bush are all signing caps. I mean, the Super Bowl victory became carnival. I mean, carnivals yes. every year. You know, but we haven't had a Super Bowl or any big victory in 42 years. So we don't know when that'll come back. So that's almost like been put as icing on top of the carnival cake this year. It's all been enfolded together. And that's a black-white team run beautifully, plays beautifully, and everyone feels carnival happy about it.
Nick Spitzer, host of American Roots, a weekly public radio program about American music. It's produced out of New Orleans. And Terrence Blanchard, Grammy Award-winning jazz musician, also out of New Orleans. Thanks so much to you.
Now, later this week, as we do every Friday, we look into the week's winners and losers with Good Week and Bad Week with our friends from The Week magazine. Tell us, who do you think is having a good week and a bad week? Call us, 8778-MY-TAKE. You can post to thetakeaway.org. We want to hear from you anytime on the website, including our Best in Show dog contest with lots of photos of dogs, including Celeste's. I'm Todd Zwillick, filling in for John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headley. This is The Takeaway.